After weeks of silence, the de facto leader of Myanmar finally spoke up about the Rohingya. Aung San Suu Kyi acknowledged the violence in the state of Rakhine that's forced more than 400,000 Rohingya people to flee into neighboring Bangladesh.
It is not the intention of the Myanmar government to apportion blame or to abnegate responsibility. We condemn all human rights violations and unlawful violence. We are committed to the restoration of peace, stability, and rule of law throughout the state.
What Suu Kyi didn't do is address accusations that the Burmese military is conducting an ethnic cleansing campaign against the Rohingya, this Muslim minority group in Buddhist-majority Myanmar. Aung San Suu Kyi was awarded the 1991 Nobel Peace Prize, of course. Now many people in the international community, including fellow Nobel laureates, are pressuring her to take action. Jody Williams won the Peace Prize in 1997 for her work with the international campaign to ban landmines. You were among those, Jody Williams, who wrote an open letter to Aung San Suu Kyi recently, urging her to speak up. What is your reaction to her statement?
You know, I have spent quite a bit of time looking at her speech, and the not assigning blame, excuse me, the army has razed, I don't know, dozens of villages, burned them to the ground. They've raped women. They have murdered people. It's the military against civilians. How do you not assign blame? Even the Security Council, which has not done a unanimous resolution on Burma in 9 years, called for action on this crisis.
So tell us why it was important for you and the other members of the Nobel Women's Initiative to urge her to act.
The Nobel Peace Prize, to me, is supposed to represent our best efforts at creating a better humanity. And she, for the years of her confinement, allowed the international community to hold her up as a beacon of democracy and an icon of human rights. I've paid close attention to her actions since she's been released and now as the de facto head of government. And she is not acting like a beacon of hope for democracy in my book, nor is she protecting the human rights of all of the people of Burma, Myanmar. So we felt compelled to speak to her as Nobel sister to Nobel sister.
Is there something perhaps about Aung San Suu Kyi as a person that may suggest we're expecting too much of her? Like, what were your impressions of her when you met her?
She was very straightforward when I first met her in February in 2003 at her house in Rangoon. Very practical. There was talk about being allowed to participate in elections and being the democratic head of the state. But then when we met her again in her first trip to the United States after she was free, she was quite bluntly, overtly hostile.
We had a small meeting.
Oh, yes. As the chairwoman of the Nobel Women's Initiative, I stood up and went to the door to greet her. I extended my hand and said, "I'm Jody Williams. I never presume that anyone remembers who I am." And her response was a very harsh, "I know who you are."
Wow.
And kind of just walked by me and went sat at the table. And then I said that we had prepared some questions. It was about, you know, rape of ethnic women in the East and the Rohingya and how is she going to handle that? And the response was phenomenally hostile. She did not want to talk about human rights. She was sick of people always asking her about human rights. And honestly, from there, I was so stunned at how she had greeted me, if you can call it that. And then her just amazing hostility toward questions about human rights that I can't quite remember,
honestly.
We had invited a young woman who had just started working at Nobel Women's Initiative. She was from Burma. Aung San Suu Kyi was her hero. And we asked her if she'd like to sit in on the meeting. And when it ended unpleasantly, the poor young woman just burst into tears and said, "I cannot believe that this is Aung San Suu Kyi, the woman I have held up as a hero for so long. I cannot believe she talked like this."
Well, that is an eye-opening anecdote. So Aung San Suu Kyi, kind of a practical politician, I'm just curious to know what you think of the idea that in Myanmar, where we seem to gather that the Rohingya people are largely disliked, what do you think of the argument that Aung San Suu Kyi's hands are tied because of political pressure?
I think it's a choice. Everything in life is a choice. I don't know what kind of democracy she envisions for her country's future. And if you know, we ended our letter to her echoing the words of our dear friend, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, that perhaps the cost of power is too high, and maybe it is time to step away from political power and speak out on behalf of all of the people of Burma, Myanmar. Perhaps that is utopian thought. I would do that. I would not be able to keep my mouth shut, period.
Jody Williams received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1997 for her work with the international campaign to ban landmines. Jody, thanks very much. Great to speak with you.
Thank you.